Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Hey, aloha everyone. This is KP here. We're coming back on the line after about a month of not doing a show like this, and I just kind of felt that it was time to talk about some stuff, and I'm just kind of going free flow here, free form, and not sure exactly what's going to happen with this, but we just returned from a journey to a mission to Oahu, and kind of wanted to. I'll talk a little bit about it as we go along in the show, but I don't exactly know what it's going to cover. I had a strong feeling to go to Oahu, and there was a specific timing for it. Couple things that I did that I'm not revealing yet, but this is going to be it's a part of a entire island mission, all the islands. And one of the things that happens with this energy work deal is that you start out on these things, and for myself at least, it's a kind of a, there's something that's sort of a seed, a spark that hits that, well, here's a certain date that this is to be done. And it might just be a little hint, maybe something will show up, but I can't say exactly what it is. It might be different for everybody, but no doubt about it. There was, starting back in July, there was the 7-7 mission at Kilauea, and then there was a 7-11 mission at Mauna Kea. And then after that, it was very clear that I needed to go to Maui and to Molokai, possibly Lanai. And there were dates that were kind of given for those journeys. As it happens, the one that just occurred on for Oahu is also, and it's also going to be tied into the eclipse. So the following island is clearly, there's only one more left, and that will be Kauai. But that's going to be during the eclipse. And so all this and all that, this is what's happening. What happened with this, with these things, a certain dates kind of show up, and, it really is an inner sensing, an inner sensation of what that, I need to physically be at a certain location for a certain time. And what the reason is, I don't always know. I don't always know exactly what the reason is for it. In this case, there is a certain connection reason for my being there. But each time it happens, it's always a little bit different. And it's like there's something that only I can do. I feel it's something that I am designated to do. And the doings and the doings and the places are really, sometimes I see them before. In this case, I knew precisely where I was to do the things that I was to do. One was clearly at Makapu'u Point, the very easternmost point of Oahu. And then the other one was at Ka'ena Point, which is the farthest west point of Oahu. And so to me, these points were very clear. Prior missions, like the one on Maui, was clearly Haleakala, and I didn't know where on Haleakala. But the other one was on Molokai at a certain location on the West End. And I thought maybe it was near the beach, and it was near the beach. It was clear, that was to me, it was very clear to me that it was to be at some point on the beach, near the beach. So this one was a journey of, the last one was a journey to Oahu, which I haven't been there for quite a while, but it was very important, I knew, to just go and be there for 3 days and two nights. So one of the things that's happened is that I used to go for longer periods of time, and now it's very, it seems like on these last few missions, it's just go the minimum amount of time that I need to get the job done. And so a lot of times there are seeds for the journey. There's a seed that's planted. It's like, okay, something is calling me and I don't know what it is, sort of a general thing. And I can't point to any particular thing that happened with this, but it did have some relationship to Cobra. It had some relationship to certain other things that were going on. And now it certainly has a relationship to the eclipse. And as part of my own participation, this is what's going to happen. I will be on Kauai for the final bit of this, and it will happen during the eclipse time. So I won't say precisely where I'll be on Kauai, but I will be somewhere over there. And as the Oahu mission, it will be for two nights and 3 days. And so one of the things I kind of want to talk about is, if you do feel drawn to certain workings like this, what is it that we're actually doing? Well, I can't say exactly I know exactly what I'm doing and what do I exactly do. It's, first of all, tuning in with the intent of, sometimes it'll be like an intent of a mission, or I might know what it is. I might know that it's a connecting. Like in this case, I know it's connecting to the eclipse. In the end, it's connecting to the eclipse. But the part on Oahu, for example, I'll take that part up, was I knew that there had to be a connecting of the east to the west. There was definitely the easternmost to the westernmost. And so that was one part of it. And the timings, I did not know until I got there. So a lot of times these things will start out in a certain way, and it will be a point of connecting to, like I said, to connecting to these two locations. As far as the timings go, I really just waited until I got there. And I got in about, I got the car, my rental car, about 7 o'clock. That's one of the things that I do. I don't know if it's for everybody, but one thing that I find is absolutely necessary is to sleep in my car. The car is both my transportation and it's my lodging. I like to sleep in the car. Now, I could find places I could get out, sleep under the stars, get a pad or something like that. But for me, that's not as effective. I need to be in a place where I can just leave as quickly as possible. There have been times when I've had to park in, we'll call it, slightly more populated areas, and that was kind of an essential thing for me to be able to just get the heck out of there, get out of there as soon as I could. I keep the key in the ignition, usually. I keep it in the ignition, and I'm just ready to go whenever I would need to go. For myself, most times I keep the doors locked, and that's not out of a fear of anything. It's just I'm going to keep it locked just in case someone would come knocking at the window and I need to, feel I need to get out of there really quickly. What happens with some of these missions is that you do attract opposing forces. You know, you have a certain intent and a certain path, and a lot of times it's a natural, almost a natural universal thing, is that you will attract the opposite, an opposition to that. Not all the time, but sometimes that does happen. It's not always a smooth ride. But it's very important to be aware that, you know, if these opposition things come, and that can come in a variety of forms, something, you might lose something, like I lost my hat when I was going to Kiana Point, my stocking hat, which keeps my hair in place while I'm driving, so it doesn't get in my eyes. Or it could come in the form of, meeting somebody, or, you know, whatever it is. There's a variety of ways that can happen. I find it most comfortable to, I found an inflatable pillow, which this time I carried with me, a very small one. You know, maybe it's a foot and a half by a foot, but it's inflatable. And I can inflate it to whatever thickness or tension that I want it to be. And I found it very, very comfortable to sleep on in the car. And so I don't have to buy a pillow. And it's very, very, it was very, very comfortable. So we'll see what happens on the next part. But in any event, that's something that now I can carry that with me. So just as an outline of what I carry with me, I travel as light as possible. I travel very, very light. I only carry, if I have any clothes that I feel I'm going to need for cooler weather, I wear them on the plane. In this case, I knew it was going to be warmer. I wasn't going to be going to higher elevation, so I just wore my windbreaker jacket, my surf shorts, and with me I carry a pair of longer socks. Plus, I also carry a couple plastic bags which already have coconut oil in them. So in case my feet are in the salt water a lot, and in case my feet would be kind of dry out from being in the salt water, that happens. If you run in the sand, and I knew I was going to be in the sand, it's very healing for the feet. So that's what I do. I put the plastic bags with the coconut oil in it on my feet, and then I put the socks over it, and I sleep in the car that way. So that for me in Hawaii is very helpful to keep the feet, to keep the skin, to be kind to my skin. I travel with that. I travel with, in this case, since I'm only traveling inner island, I can carry my own food with me. I actually carried my own food, much of my own food, which included, vegetables, cut up yams, raw vegetables, leeks, other things that I carry with me, daikon. I also carried my own cheese. I like certain kinds of cheese, so I cut that up, had that ready to go, carry that with me. Some nuts, mac nuts, cashews. And so I carry the food that I like and that I know are going to resonate with my body. I carry that along with me. I also carry along a small bag of tea, an anise tea, a Thai tea that I made myself, a small bag of coffee, although I didn't use it this time. I also carry a small bag of superfood, amazing grass, green superfood, which I really like. So sometimes when I don't often eat a lot when I'm traveling. I'll eat a little bit here and a little bit there. But this gives the flexibility to go wherever I need to go. I don't have to look for a restaurant, and I don't have to look for a lunch place. I don't, in that case, I don't even have to look for a, if everything is already cut up, I don't even have to have a knife. I didn't even use my knife. I carried a knife this time with me because I could do it. We didn't have to go through TSA flying Mokulele. You don't have to go through TSA in Kona. On the way back, I did, but the bag is checked. So anyway, that's another story. But the whole thing is I carry along as much as I can, even my coffee mug, my travel coffee thing, I carry that with me. And so that's basically it. I carry along the things I need, like if I want to shave, a little bit of shampoo, a cleaning spray cleaner, you know, like sort of a EV1, Enviro1 it's called. It's a spray cleaner. So anyway, those are a little, some of the details that of the things that I travel with. I also carry an umbrella and some spare plastic bags, like to store food in if I would need a few of those, and extra little supplies like extra bandages or band-aids and things like that. So a lot of it's just practical things to take care of my body as I'm going on these journeys. So anyway, that's some of the things that I carry along with me. I usually carry an extra pair of surf shorts and a couple different kinds of shirts, a long sleeve. In my case, I like to carry the cutoff sleeve, but that covers my shoulders, and then I have the A shirt. Some people call it a muscle shirt, but I have that kind of shirt, which is more for lighter, you know, if it's really, really warm out. I like to carry a stocking cap with me to travel in because my hair is longer now, and it keeps the hair from blowing in my eyes. And a couple different kinds of slippers. So in my case, I carry three kinds of slippers. One's a locals, which are just rubber slippers, and I got a good contact, a good feeling of the ground when I'm walking on the ground. I carry another one that's more of a general walking slip-on. It's a little more comfortable for general walking on flat surfaces. That's my preference. And then I also carry one that is more of a strap-on that straps over my feet. And in that case, I use that in case, especially for sleeping in when it's colder, I can put those slippers on over my socks and I can just sleep in that. And then if I do need to get out of the car, I've got these slippers already strapped onto my feet and I don't have to take my socks off. So those are some of the practical things about the energy work that I do. I carry pretty much everything I need in my little bag, shoulder bag, and including my camera, my iPhone. Well, I have another camera, but I carry an iPhone and things like that. So the bottom line is that as I have gone through some of the energy things I have done, it's become a lot more simple, a lot simpler. It's gotten more simpler every single time. And I do carry along, when I go to Kauai, I know certain places where I can plug, I have a water boiler, so I can plug it in. I carry that with me. Inside of it, I put a bowl that I can use for the stuff that I've cooked. And I put some things in there, like oatmeal or something inside the bowl. So, you know, it just is a place I can store stuff. But I do like that once in a while. And I can also, that's when it's nice, you know, I take my own coffee and I can just brew coffee whenever I want to. Just boil the water and put the coffee in the mug and then just pour the boiling water over it. And that's my coffee. I can make coffee whenever I want to, as long as there's a plug around. And if anybody needs to know where all the plugs are on almost every island, on the islands, at least on the Big Island and on Kauai, I know where the plugs are. So to me, that makes the journey, helps the journey be a lot more fun, just to be flexible like that. And I can go wherever I need to go. I can be wherever I want to be. I don't have to check into a hotel and check out of a hotel and blah, blah, blah. To me, that's all secondary. You know, all that stuff is, I don't want to do that. I'm not here for the comfort level. If you are, you know, if you're concerned about being comfortable in all ways, shapes, and forms, about having a nice, comfortable bed to sleep in, then, you know, maybe the hotel ride is for you. But for me, to be effective, it's very important for me to be able to go wherever I want to go, whenever I want to go. And this has really worked for me over the last few years, and certainly more recently, you know, I'd say since 2013. Of course, 2013, I took a long journey around the Turtle Island, all around North America, and I was doing this all the time. And I might sleep out for 3 or 4 or 5 nights in a row in my car. In this case, I'm finding that for myself, you know, having a 3-day and 2-night operation is pretty effective. And it's not so totally draining on my body as far as sleeping out every night in the car. But it does work pretty well. You know, these things are the first part of this is getting the inner message, and it's got to be, for me, it's got to be from within. It's not from anybody else and saying, oh, well, you should do this, you should do that. And there are times when people do say, well, I'm going to be doing this, and I will consciously connect with them in my own mission. But that doesn't happen very often. For myself, I'm strictly, you know, I'm strictly pretty much an inner guidance. I get the guidance to go, and I go. And make the plans for the flight, if it's a flight, or if it's just going to Kilauea, you know, kind of, okay, well, it's going to be. And a lot of times, I won't get the message when to go until the very last second, especially if I know it's going to be on this island. But if I am going to fly, I will usually get the message, okay, it's going to be these days, so make the plans, you know, get your plane reserved, and then get the, you know, reserve the car, make a reservation for the car, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, those things are very important, to be flexible. Flexibility for me is one of the most important things, and that's just the way I operate. Not everybody necessarily is going to operate that way, but for me, that's what works. So there's a lot of a lot of these things. It's very much an inner sensation, a deep. And it might just be sort of an inkling, a very small seed that seems to be put in there. But I'm the one who has to do this. It's my mission. It's my responsibility to go. And then once the message comes and the reservations have been made, then it's like, okay, we get the bag ready, get whatever I need, feel I'm going to need ready, and then we just let go, and we go. So one of the things that I also find is that for myself, for inner island travel, lately I have felt very strongly drawn to only taking the smaller airplanes. Mokulele is a single engine plane, as many of you I'm sure know from seeing some of the photos I posted. That's what I did when I flew to Oahu. For myself, it was a connection. Actually, this part of this whole mission, on the islands, this kind of connecting island to island, the energy of the island, the essence of each island, connecting them together. And so in this, the way over, I flew from Kona to Kapalua, Maui. So I've touched base on Maui. Then I touched down on Molokai. So there were three legs to this flight. And then the final one was Molokai to Honolulu. So for me, being able to fly at that low elevation, just the view is so beautiful. And then when we came back Honolulu to Kapalua, again, Kapalua, but we didn't land on Molokai, but we got a wonderful view of both Molokai and Lanai. So for me, the connection, the inter-island connection, the lower elevation flight was very, I don't know, it just felt really right to me. So on the next one, I'm pretty sure it'll be a different airline, but when I have flown to Kauai before, I've flown Island Air, and it'll be from Island Air would fly from here to Honolulu, then you have a short wait in Honolulu, and then Honolulu to Kauai. But to me, those prop planes are just so, oh my God, they're just absolutely fabulous to fly that way. And so connected to, more closely connected to the energy of the planet, rather than flying up way up high, you know, 20,000 feet or 25,000 feet high in a big ass jet, you know, a big ass jet. Which are just fine, you know, nothing wrong with that. But in this case, it's really worked well. So that's another thing, too, that each person has to kind of look at what is it, if you're doing this energy work, what is it that's going to resonate with the energy of the mission? And so a very important principle for these energy missions is to, for myself at least, is to release all, release all expectations and have to's, you know, to release all of those things. And it's kind of a thing where, you know, everybody, you know, people say, well, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to have this, like that, and I got to go to this place, and I got to, you know, it's like if you set the schedule like that, it's for myself, it doesn't work. Setting a definite schedule. Sometimes I do have certain times I want to be at a certain place, but usually it's a key point is to, you know, be flexible and be guidable. That's the main, very important thing. Be guidable. You know, if you're not open to guidance, then it's kind of like if you're going there just for vacation, well, go there for a vacation and don't do any kind of energy stuff. Just go for the vacation. There's nothing wrong with that either, in my view. But for me, it's very important to be connected with the energy of the mission and to be flexible and to be guidable. And so now let me explain a little bit about how that comes about. The guidance often, in fact, I would say almost always, my own particular guidance comes via joy. And it's kind of a thing where, to me, following the joy, following the light, following the joy and the light is the, I won't say it's the easier path, but follow the light path. And for myself, you know, following the joy, like my joy, I definitely have a joy about going to Sandy Beach. And I knew that after Makapu'u, I was going to Sandy Beach right that same morning. And lo and behold, that's what I did. So I kind of followed that joy path. So I was at Sandy Beach on the 11th, the morning of the 11th, after, you know, about 6 a.m. I slept a little bit at Sandy Beach and I got up real early, and I went to Sandy Beach, and I was in the water a little bit, and I ran on the beach, and that was my path for that morning. The other joy point was with a particular coffee shop over there, and I didn't carve it in stone that I had to go, but I knew that particular coffee place, which was is called The Curb in Kaimuki, it was one that, thanks to Aaron, I knew about. And I knew that was some place that I wanted to touch. I wanted to touch base. If I wanted a mocha, that's where I was going to have a mocha. So, you know, following the joy is kind of a guidance. And I can't say anything particular happened, but for myself, staying in that joy place or that light place as much as possible on these missions, do things that I know I love to do. If I go to Kauai, I'll probably stop at Kauai Coffee, sample some of their coffees, buy some of their Mundo Novo. That's my favorite Kauai coffee, Mundo Novo. But just kind of enjoy it. And if it doesn't work with the mission, that's okay. But there's all these kinds of things that, to me, it's like when I feel a pull to enjoy something while I'm on one of these energy missions, that to me is very important, and to follow it. So when I did the kind of point thing, it was a very long walk and very hot coming back. One of the things I kind of felt that I wanted to do was to stop in my former hometown, former residence town of Nanakuli, Oahu, on the west side. And one of my favorite places to go has always been Nanakuli Beach Park. And there's a place where you can just go out and swim off of the beach, but I wanted to jump off the rocks at one end, jump off the rocks, which I always used to do. And I did the last time I was there as well. Well, by the time I got there, 4 o'clock, all the children were there, and you know, it's a wonderful, for me, I feel at home right there. Most of these children would, you know, are probably have quite a bit of Hawaiian in their family, Hawaiian bloodline, and it's just great. You know, I mean, that's part of it, but they're just like, I just feel at home with those, with the people and the land and the ocean. And so I got in line, and there were about three younger ones. We'll call them younger ones. And I said, you know, do you mind if I can? Well, yeah, I'd like to jump off. Can I get in line here? I said, yeah, just go there, or you can go before me. And then there's a certain point on the rocks where you just jump in, and I had my fins with me. So after I jumped in, I put my fins on and started swimming. Doing that kind of thing. But to me, that was just, you know, I kind of identified with the people there and with the joy of the children just having fun, jumping off the rocks into the water. And so that was important to me. So follow the joy, you know, follow the joy. You know, it might not be for everybody, but, you know, follow the joy and the mission will follow, you know. And, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, it's for me, it's important to stay in a light place, stay in the joy place. So so I guess that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. And I don't know, you know, I'm sure I've left a few things out, but, you know, it's really, I think don't try to do energy work, okay? If it's not for you, if you don't feel drawn to it, it's not, probably not for you. But, you know, and there's a variety of ways that you can bring light to things. I mean, you can do blogging, you can do, you know, you can do videos, you can do, you know, show what's going on in the world, and that's great, and I've done that myself. But I can tell you, I'm right now, the most important thing is to really follow the energy and follow the energy work and do the energy work. So that for me is a very strong calling. And I do feel that we do make a difference. We open up channels, we open up portals, we open up communications. You can move your hands and shift energy around. And really, it's not about doing it with personal intent, ego intent. It's only doing it in harmony with the planet and with the cosmos, with the energies that are calling for you to do it. So I don't know if this makes any sense, but that's kind of a little bit of talking about, you know, how I do my own energy work and kind of the way I go through it. So aloha to all. Thank you for listening. And we're going to end with Brother Iz again. I love Brother Iz. A ala a sovereignty song. And we'll be talking soon. Aloha.
The warriors born to live, what the land that she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. Hey,